Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord, as we're going through this Beatitudes, Lord. Thank you that we can see the things, the beautiful things that you've made available to us as your bride, as your body, as your people. And thank you, Lord, that it can be a part of our lives so that we can be truly beautiful as you've made us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can know you in this and make you known in this, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 5 from verse 1 to 4 from the NCV translation. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a hill and sat down. His followers came to him and he began to teach them, saying, "They are blessed who realize their spiritual poverty, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. They are blessed who grieved, for God will comfort them."
Hallelujah. Yeah, we got the two very beginnings, you know, when we realize our spiritual poverty, when we realize that as carnal man, we far from the goodness of God's love and destiny and plan for us. And so we realize that we must forsake family, color, creed, all our beliefs, because God knows the very best for us. He made us and he sent us for purpose. And then I like Mark Twain has a quote. He says, two most beautiful days for a person is the day they are born and then the day when they find out why they were born. And that is what we got to know, that we've been sent here by God for purpose. And so we need to realize that when we are not in the kingdom, we are not in the spirit, and when we not saved through Jesus Christ, we can't have the spirit or the kingdom. So it's first Jesus and then a relationship in kingdom realities. That's our calling. That's the reality. So we all got to be born again, enter into the kingdom, and then, as the word says, you enter into the kingdom and you will see the kingdom. And the kingdom you see is the portion that is laid out for you, the part that you have been made for, to bring a unique fragrance to this earth. So that's what it's all about, guys, and being born again and then developing on schedule in fellowship with the Father and Son, and doing and declaring and doing, just like Jesus did on his walk, what the Father is saying to you, and then experiencing, amen, this is eternal life that you know is to be aware of, speak about, and experience the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the kingdom realities, amen. And then it goes with exactly now the very next one says, and if you in the kingdom and there's desire for more, I'm in that place now praying to the Lord with lots of vision, Lord. So like, and I know that where the vision comes, the provision will also be there for this new season. And in the kingdom of God, we lack no good thing. So that is where God will just come through. He will come and give hopes and vision, because we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. So it's about just always, you know, looking above whatever is getting you down when you're in the kingdom. And then God will just enlighten that new hope, new vision, new provision, and then bring about the provision, because that's the God we serve. We've got the Father's help, our Father in heaven. Your will be done, your kingdom come. So be blessed, guys, to know, and that we yearn for a time such as this to shine. And that's what it's all about. Amen. So you see, I put that to you who grieves, or he who's despondent in spirit. If you're not in the kingdom and you're not born again, that's where you got to be. And once you're there, then you need to have the attitude that I've spoken about this morning, and that there to know your God is taking you forward. There's new vision coming. There's new provision coming. There's a new season, because God has commanded to utilize us to be the rivers in the desert, the shadows of the great rock in a weary land. He has birthed us to get to the place of being born again, and now born again, it's all about shining. Amen. God has taken us as we are his workmanship for good works laid out there, where we will shine to help people to be a light of revelation, just as Jesus was and is, to come out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Amen.
Amen.